People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools. I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
It's Wednesday, February 23rd, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Gartner's 2022 tech trends in the managed services market, new insights into the impact of hybrid work on women and people of color, and AT&T shuts down 3G. This is the business of tech. Gartner has outlined its top 10 government technology trends for 2022. Designed to guide public sector-focused providers on digital transformation and mitigate disruption risks. Let's highlight three. Adaptive security. Gartner predicts that 75% of government CIOs will be directly responsible for security outside of IT, including operational and mission-critical technology environments, by 2025. A lack of continued awareness programs, cybersecurity practices embedded throughout an organization, and a robust talent acquisition team can disrupt an organization's response to security threats. Anything as a service. Gartner projects that 95% of new IT investments made by government agencies will be made in anything as a service solutions over the next 3 years. This includes several IT infrastructure and software services, including those delivered in the cloud as a subscription-based service. And accelerated legacy modernization. When the pandemic began, Gartner said that core legacy business systems failed to handle the surge in demand for these services. CIOs will need to make modernization a continuous activity and not look at it as a one-time investment. Without legacy modernization, return to normal initiatives will be further delayed as COVID-19 variants continue disrupting businesses globally. Meanwhile, new data from Research and Markets provides insights into the size of the managed services market, from the press release. The global managed services market was valued at $161.37 billion in 2021, and it's expected to reach $311.32 billion by 2027, registering a CAGR of 12.44% during the period of 2022 to 2027. Other highlights: a positive impact to the organization's development that adopts such services as they can focus on their core expertise. It's estimated that successful deployment of managed services will help in reducing IT cost by 25 to 45% and will also increase the operational efficiency by 45 to 65%. Now, why do we care? If you aren't finding places to help customers invest in technology, you're not trying. That said, managed services growth of 12% is solid but not explosive. If you're looking for 20% growth, it won't come from recurring IT services alone. You'll be looking for that project, consulting, and advising work that will add to it. And those areas highlighted here seem like solid places to consider. The government remains a great customer. And a concrete example one, too. And about that hybrid workplace, a new Harris Poll survey gives insights into what it might look like. Turns out, women and people of color are generally happier working from home and are likelier than their white male colleagues to want to continue teleworking. 52% of women say they enjoy working remotely and would like to do so in the long term, compared with 41% of men. Just 15% of women say working in person allows for more camaraderie among colleagues compared with 25% of men. 52% of Black workers and 50% of women say working from home is better than working in the office when it comes to advancing in their careers, compared with 42% of men. 63% of Black workers and 58% of women say they feel more ambitious when working from home versus the office. Just 46% of men feel the same way. And when asked about their anxieties over returning to offices, 47% of women of color say they worry about having to dress for work, compared with 31% of men. A key quote, "It's output over office politics," says John Garisma, CEO of the Harris Poll. "It's the theater of the office that is often alienating women workers, workers of color, and women of color." Why do we care? This struck me from the piece, quote, "Executives are nearly three times as likely to want to work in person as employees, and sociologists fear that hybrid workplaces will be two-tiered, with leadership and white male employees interacting at the office, while teleworking women and people of color are left behind. Companies could undo significant gains in diversity, equity and inclusion, and culture building with return-to-work mandates," Charisma says. I maintain that this is a good investment for business, positive upside on revenue, reach, and hiring. Theater of the office. Let that one sink in for a while. Where are you spending your time? Finally, AT&T shut down its 3G network on Tuesday. The company notes that phone coverage will not be affected, though the concern is for older devices that will stop working. Examples include 3G-connected cars, including some only a few years old, that may require software or hardware upgrades or lose automatic crash notifications and other features entirely. As much as 10% of all public school buses across the country will lose GPS and communication services, according to a filing from the AASA, the School Superintendents Association. San Francisco warned bus riders that more than 650 prediction display systems at bus shelters that rely on AT&T's 3G service would stop displaying real-time information. T-Mobile's sunset date is July 1st, and Verizon by year's end for their 3G services. Why do we care? This gap shows another version of what we covered earlier, legacy computing. This shouldn't have been a surprise, yet it seems to be. If some devices stop working, now you know why or where to look. Think you know PC-Matic? Think again. PC-Matic is working with MSPs to deliver true zero trust, default deny endpoint security, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. A lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. Layering a default deny approach provides MSPs of all sizes the ability to again focus on prevention, and PC-Matic delivers this without impacting performance or efficiency. Find out more by visiting PCMatic.com/MSP and be sure to ask about PC-Matic's exclusive lead sharing program for MSPs backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Thanks for listening. I went a little longer today because a programming note, I will be out of the office the rest of this week and all of next. There will be bonus episodes, one every other day since they are longer interviews, and I will be back on Monday, March 7th. Talk to you then. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio. Or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.